Blog Talk Radio.
Ephesians 4, when everyone was gathered together and united
in the things of God, one Lord, one flesh, one baptism under the word of God, that they were all together. They were all unified. They were all praising God. You know, we hear a lot that where two or three are gathered, that the Lord is in the midst of us, when we come together in unity, and we want to praise him, to reverence him, and to glorify him. As we be on that one accord, like on the day of Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit overshadowed them and he poured out his Spirit. When you have the Spirit, when you have that Holy Spirit hovering over you, you are engulfed, you are saturated, you are drenched, you are covered by the Holy Spirit. And we thank God for that, because when the Holy Spirit comes, it's peace that surpasses all understanding. There is a calm, there is a peace, and that you have turned it over to God and you have laid it at the foot of the cross. So this is when we overshadow, we could all glorify him. This is also our disclaimer. The music that you hear belongs to the artist, and we want to give them credit. All rights are theirs. We are here to promote those sounds and those CDs and encourage you to go get those music of worship so that you can enjoy worshiping God and you can enjoy the fellowship. And, you know, let's start right off. We looked at Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And we have to know that the Lord, our God, our creator of heaven and earth, the sit high and look low, the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, that he created everything in the beginning of time. Everything that is and will ever be is orchestrated by the Lord. He has all power to move according to his will and the purpose for our lives. So we have to believe that Jesus' death on the cross, his burial and resurrection, he sits on the right hand of the Father, and he makes petition for us. He prays for us. He intercedes for us. He reminds God that his blood was spilled on Calvary for us. Over 2,000 years later, we are seeing the glory of God in the land of the living, that we have a chance to breathe his air. We have a chance to just enjoy being in the land of the living. So many have gone on from COVID, from diseases around this world, but we know that God is still able, God is in charge, and that God has all of us in the palm of his hand, that we don't have to worry. He says that he goes to prepare a place for us, and that will be our eternal home. God bless you again. As you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, remember now, Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, you can hear us on the same radio station. If you would like a call-in number, you could call 319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036. If you would like to write us or send us a card or say that you have heard our radio broadcast Monday through Friday from 7 to 8, that's Eastern Standard Time, USA time. That's 319-527-6036. You can write us at P.O. Box 9786, Maryland 21284. Again, that's the Fivefold Ministry, P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland 21284. Again, you can hear us on this radio station as well from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock on Sunday. We are on the radio 6 days a week because we know that the Lord is our shepherd. And let us look at this, a song of David. When we know that he is our caretaker, when we know that he is our covering, that he is our provider, that he is the one that wakes us up in the land of the living, that he provides for us. We don't have to worry or want for anything because he supplies those needs. He can give you that calm in the midst of the storm. He can raise you up when you feel defeated, that he can bring victory to those situations that seem that's in a deadlock position. You have to not want anything but depend on God's ability, his infinite wisdom, all power that he has it in his hand, that we can be calm, that we can abase ourselves, that as we go through this road of life, that we know that when he said, peace be still to the angry seas, he can say, peace be still to our life. He can restore whatever that has been torn down. And he said that he will give us rest when we are heavy laden. Sometimes our minds are heavy laden. Our minds are worried about the different things of the day. It could be your job. It could be your health. It could be your children. It could be situations. But you have to have a calm in your soul and in your spirit. There are so many times that we go through things, but will we be still? Will we be quiet? Will we give it to God and put it at the altar that we know that he will take care of us and lead us to that victory? You have to believe that very thing, that when it looks like all hope is lost, especially at the time of sickness, diseases, and even the shadow of death, that we have to remain calm and trust God so that that peace can come over us. We should not have to fear or to worry, to be upset about anything that come up against us, that God will and shall take over us. That, you know, a lot of times people said that they deal with evil. There are people that dwells in drama, people that loves evil for evil, people that do an eye for an eye, but yet they call themselves Christians. Some of them believe that they are going to be able to see their maker and beg pardon, and that they think they will have a chance for eternal life, God forbid. God don't want anything evil left against a brother that doesn't show love, forgiveness, and mercy. You can't do things deliberately and then expect God to say, oh, God's going to forgive me 7 times 7. Yes, for those who did not know it was sin or those who have repented from sin. But when you deliberately continually to do things that's evil against your brethren, because not only do we have to believe in Christ, but we have to treat our neighbors as we want to be treated, treat our neighbors as ourselves. A lot of times that people have their focus in the wrong place. They focus on what they see on TV, what they hear on the radio, or what they see before them. But only through that peace of God, only through the focus of God, that we have to have our minds made up that we are going to serve God, that we are going to live according to his gospel. When we have that made up mind, don't you know that we can even see better, that we can see in the spiritual realm, as we say, with spiritual eyes, that we can see the beauty of the Lord, that we can see the soul that he created, that we can feel the humanity and brotherhood, that we are at peace with one another. You know, God has prepared a haven for us, that through that Holy Spirit, that he will comfort us, teach us, that he will provide for us, and that he will make a way for us. You know, a lot of times people look at you and wonder, how do they go through that storm? Or what happened to make them think that they had the victory? You know why? Because our confidence is in God, that we know that he has prepared a table before us in front of our enemies. He sits us high because we know that God has all power. He has the final say. that we are anointed, our head with oil. I was talking to my grandfather the other day, and he said, do you have any oil, blessing oil, that you could, you know, just anoint and to pray? And I said, no. He said, well, good. Then remember that you are the oil, that when God has anointed your head with oil, when he has covered you with salvation, when he has endowed you with power, when he has covered you with the Holy Spirit, that the oil of God is dwelling on the inside of you, that his Holy Spirit is now inside of you, that's running over, that has overshadowed you, that will guide you, that will have you to see things more clearly, that will have you to see what's necessary within love and in fellowship. And that we know that God, that his mercy and his goodness, that it's all about God, that when we look to him and follow him all the days of our lives, that we know that we will have eternal life and we will dwell with him forever. You know, this song of David was about to comfort him and to reassure him and to endow him with power and with faith. A lot of times it says, physician, heal yourself, which means that you have to encourage yourself and give it to God and leave it there. But only through when you just say, I'm going to turn this over to God and I'm going to believe that God can do anything but fail. When we have that type of confidence to know that our God is able, then we are walking in the faith, or that faith walk that pleases God. Beloved, I want to encourage you today that each and every day of your life should be a Sabbath, should be a day that you wake up and praise God, should be a day that you recognize that you are in the land of the living as his sheep, and that the oil of God, that Holy Spirit, dwells inside of you, and you have the power to call things as not, as though they are. Hebrews 11:1, that you can just look to the hill. You can make declarations with your mouth, decree and declare that you have the blessing, that you have the favor, and you have your faith in God, that all things, not something, but all things are possible. Yes, you have to confess it with your mouth. When you walk in that belief system, when you treat others the way you want to be treated, when you exalt, edify, and encourage each other in the body of Christ, then you can call yourself a Christian, that you believe in Christianity, the death, burial, and resurrection, that Jesus is the Son of God, and that you are sealed and you have that stony heart, that wax heart, that unforgiving heart, that malice heart, that contradictory heart, that God can come in and renew your spirit and give you a clean heart with clean hands, that you can stand before your maker and say, God, here am I, use me. We don't have time for jealousy. We don't have time to focus on the negativity. We don't have time to worry about our brother or to be obsessed with our brother's things, belongings, house, cars, jobs, advantages, anointing. All of that is foolishness unto God, that he gives us all a portion. And when we, as they say, keep oil in our lamp, when we keep the faith, we can get a double portion of blessing from God, that we don't have to be in competition, that we don't have to be the judge and jury of God's souls that he has given breath to, God forbid. I want to encourage you that as you walk right with the whole armor of God. Put on that breastplate. Put the shield of faith. Put on the helmet of righteousness in your soul, in your mind, in your heart. That yes, I am a believer. Yes, I am a Christian. Yes, that I believe that my God can do anything but fail. You know why? Because my God is precious to me. that my God is my Lord and my God is my Savior. One thing I loved about Jeff Major's music, because truly his music is such that you can identify with what he's saying and that you can really feel the worship and the praise of the heart. So this is a salute also to Jeff Major's, one of my, as I say, heroes that I love in the music of praise and worship. And let us go in with another sermonic hymn. Again, you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I am your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We want to encourage you to walk upright in the body of Christ and to listen to us Monday through Fridays, as well as on the weekends and Friday night when we have our concert. God bless you as we praise God and worship him and examine the word. Let us go in unified according to Ephesians 4. Let us stand together in power and might. You know why? Because God is our shepherd and he is our Lord. Amen. Thank you. know, I once heard a bishop one time say that this is why he loved worshiping God. He said because that God is the puppeteer. He is the puppet that God can direct him and pull him any way that he so desires. That is so, so nice that when you can just turn it over to God and say, God, you lead my hand, that you direct me and that you guide me. There are so many times that we make a mistake because we try to figure things out on our own. But when we give it to God and say, God, that I just give this to you, that I just want to praise you, I want to worship you, and I want you to guide me and lead me on so that I will not fall. Yes, we love the Lord, and we want to embrace everything pertaining to our Lord because we know that he is able and that God is with us and that God is here. God bless you again. You listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I would like you to, at this time, if you could, take out your Bibles. We have already examined Psalm 23, and we want to just a little bit more go into the word, the songs of David, because truly it's all about the worship. When you can give God the worship and the praise, when you can turn it over to him, when you can look to those hills which come with your help, and you know that your God can do anything but fail, then you're on the right track. You know that God is and will ever be your light. One of my favorite songs is, as I was growing up, especially when I got saved, that I took it as my own personal song, and I stood on that, and I would repeat that to myself and to encourage myself. You know, beloved, there comes a time in your life that you have to give yourself a hug, that you have to promote your own self to encourage yourself, and that you cannot give up, especially in the land of the living, that God will direct your path. He will show you if you trust him and you pray on it, you have peace about it, go to sleep, just say, God, I leave this at the foot of the cross. And you will be surprised that you will have that direction that you need, that he will make that light appear in the darkness of your decisions so that you know that only through his salvation, only through accepting Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, can you have this particular power of God. God wants us to know that he is the creator. He made heaven and earth, the one that walked in the cool of the day and breathed breath into our nostrils that we became a living being. We didn't do it ourselves. We didn't wake ourselves up. It is the might, the favor, the will of God that all of us should live and not perish. But you have those that try sometimes to disrupt the things of God in your life, and you have to cut it off and say, it is finished. It is finished that I'm going to deal with foolishness. It is finished that I'm going to deal with ills. It is finished I'm going to deal with negativity. It is finished I'm going to deal with folks that have no respect, not only for themselves, but for you. They say and do anything that come out of their mouth. They do evil for evil. And that they constantly want to repent before God because they do deliberate sin. They are, and what's very sad are those that have backslidden and don't know that this has come about because they have allowed the darkness, the adversary, the enemy, the Lucifer, the Satan, the demonic forces of spiritual wickedness, seen and unseen, to come into their lives and have taken over their mind, taken over their soul and their spirit. It's very sad that some people, when they look at those things, don't even know that they have allowed the doubt, they have allowed the negativity and the lack of love in their life, that they open up things that cause them to go against the grain of God, to hurt their own self. They self-destruct, hurt their own life. As we say, self-suicide, Because when you allow that evil to come into your heart or to your mind or to your spirit, that you have opened up wickedness for yourself, and that you condemn those that want to be saved, those that want to follow the light, those that believe that God is that precious Lord. You know, when I looked at Psalm 27, that God reminded me that if I put my trust in him and that I believe that God can do anything but fail, I don't have to fear, that God is that strength, that he is that power, that he is that might, that he carries me. I don't have to carry myself. That I turn it over to God. I say, God, I leave it at the foot of the cross. God, I will trust you. You have to get to a point in yourself that you rebuke, you bind up, and you arrest those things that are evil against you, against your family, against your job and your health, and say, I rebuke you. I bind you up, Satan, in the name of Jesus, on the blood of Calvary. I decree and declare it is finished. That God says that he is my life. He is the strength of my life. And I don't have to be afraid. You can stand on the scriptures and stand on that word of God. You know, when those attacks come at you and people are saying all things are evil against you, those that you thought was your friends, you found out that they're now foes or they are against you, that they too will reap what they sow. They believe it or not, that those same folks that dig holes for you will fall in those same very holes. God is the one that says vengeance is mine. God is the one that said that he will fight your battle. Yes, it looked like tragedy. Yes, it's suffering. Yes, it is pain. We're going to go through those things that Christ went through. But in the end, it will be victorious. It will be for our Savior. And you will be surprised. I hear people say sometimes, you know, that was a blessing in disguise. Yes. You know, I never will forget, even with myself as a young lady, as a single lady when I was coming up, that I would try to live a certain way, and there were people that were encamped or beside or lived next to or around me in my area. And God told me in Psalm 27, verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. No war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. In other words, beloved, you can live right next to a demon. You could live right down the street from the enemy. You could be in the same vicinity of those who are against you. But God, believe it or not, will bring you out. That God don't want you to have your heart to be fearful, that we don't have to worry about when they come up against us and want to fight, that, you know, the very hole that, like I said earlier, they put for you, they're going to fall in it themselves. You have to be confident that your God will bring you out. You have to be confident that God will fix it, that themselves and set up themselves. You know why? Because when you are a Christian, and I will make it very plain, your desire is for the Lord. Your desire is to live according to his gospel, that you want to seek after the favor of God. You want to seek after the word of God. You want to live and dwell in the spirit of unity of God, so that God not only can extend your life, but God can hear your prayer and God can show you his beauty. And that we have a chance that when we call upon God, when we tug at the hem of his garment, when we ask for that favor, and when we ask for that miracle, and when we ask for that sign of wonder, we know and have the confidence that God will do that very thing that we desire. You know why? Because when you are a child of faith, when you are a child of God, when you seek after the things of God, especially in the land of the living, and that you can see the beauty of the Lord. And what I mean by that is that when you can just see his magnificence, when you can feel the breeze go through the trees, and you can see beauty in the butterflies or even the bees, just the tiniest creatures that he has made, and you be able to breathe fresh air. Could you see how precious that commodity was, just air, something that we can't buy, something that we need just to live, that without a mask on, that we were able to breathe air? Think about all the germs and all the millions and millions of people breathing the same air. But God has blessed us so that the germs that was in that air before COVID, that we took it for granted that I could just be around those who have pneumonias and fleas or coughs, and that my body immune system was strong enough that I didn't get sick. Or I could walk around and breathe the same air as you, and you could be dealing with pneumonia, and I could breathe the same air out on the beach, in a restaurant, riding a car, on a bus, on a plane, and that we're all breathing that same air, and I didn't get sick. That was a blessing. Can you believe the air was so precious that when that COVID came and there were so many who got sick from COVID, we had to wear those masks. We had to have 6 feet distances away from our brothers. We had to isolate ourselves and stay in our home and leave our job, and really couldn't go to the marketplace. That we were shut in for almost 2 years, could not breathe the air that God has given us freely. That air was more precious than diamonds, was more precious than gold. It was more precious than any metal or thing out here, that we were able to enjoy the air, no matter how much a plane. I heard one of the rappers bought a plane for $200 million to fly in the air around God's heaven. But when that COVID hit and those pilots couldn't drive and all those different germs, that they had to park their vehicles, that air was such a special thing. So I want to say to you, beloved, that you got to know that God, beauty of just his air, the water that he has that for us to drink, even be able to wake up and be able to have a roof over your head or clothes on your back, that is a blessing. Regardless whether you live with family, foster family, whether you live with relatives, to be able to be sheltered from the rain, be able to be sheltered from the storm, be able to be sheltered from the cold weather or the hot weather as we're getting it in the East Coast, that we are so fortunate and so blessed that he has provided for us. So you have to seek after the things of God, not of flesh. Yes, there are times that you may want that hunger, you may get lonely, you may want companionship of a friend, but your priority is treat them as a brother with love. But you have to focus on the word of God, that you have to focus on and have your desire and seek after the things of God so that you can have victory, and not only in this earth, but have eternal life. That God says that even when we go through, when it feels like all hope is lost, that even that God will fix it. There was a time that I never will forget, the very ones that sought after my soul, wanted my demise, wanted my hurt, was right in the same area where I lived. They was right in the same vicinity. But God fixed it, that he hid me in his Babylon, that his pavilion was right in the middle where I lived, was right there, and that he hid me from all dangers, from all destructions, that I could go and come as I please, that I could call upon my Lord, and that the angels of God were set in place, that he set me upon a rock. Yes, he will, beloved. Your God, according to Psalms 27, and looking at verse 5, examining verse 6, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Don't you know, God will show you who your enemies are. When you take your time and you examine a thing, and God said, try this. When you talk Christianity and someone curse you, when you talk about the word of God and someone, neglect you or pull away from you, when you talk about the goodness of the the Lord, that God will show you who those persons are. God said, try the spirit with the spirit. There are so many people who have colors on, blinders on, that they cannot see what's beside them. They can see the person that they're talking to. But when you take time, God will reveal that very thing. That's one thing a man can't do. It says in the Word of God, you know, a man can't control his tongue, that he will run his mouth, and eventually he will tell on himself. If he's rude, if he's mean, if he's spiteful, if he's evil, it's going to come out in his character. He's going to say something negative about people, or negative at the restaurant, or he's going to find fault in the food, or he's going to see something about you, or something to tear you down. It's very sad when you deal with people who are negative and evil and that they undermine and hurt themselves. God showed me one time that I listened to this person, and everything they said about their mouth was some negative about someone else. You know why? Because they had low self-esteem. They felt less than perfect themselves. Some of them had hang-ups that they felt that they wasn't attractive themselves. So they had to tear down someone else. Their skin, their color, their hair, their shape, all because they were an ugly human being themselves. Ugly, what I mean is that they knew that they had some shortcomings. They knew that they wasn't the best looking thing, but to make themselves feel better, and I just learned a new word, they became narcissists, or those who find pleasure in feeling good about themselves by making you feel bad. God forbid. We have so many people that's dealing with flesh, so many people that's concerned about other people's business rather than 6 months to mind their own business and 6 months to leave others alone, that their focus is on you. You know, when you have people that's worried about when you come in and out your house or drive your car, when you go on trips or spend nights out, those are some people that do not have God in their lives. They are focusing on the wrong thing, and they don't have a life. You know, I rode around during a holiday, and it was so beautiful. I saw a lot of older people out with their cars, and there were those who had convertible cars, and they had the top down. You saw a lot of them that was taking walks in the park. They were enjoying cookouts. They had fireworks. They were visiting friends. They was at the beaches. They were out the country. They were exploring and enjoying new places. They were living the life to enjoy being in the land of the living. They were not worried about the evilness or enemies. They were making sex joy and thanking God all the way. It was so nice seeing couples hold their hands and families gather together and just being able to see people just shining up the cause that God has given them, and be able to just go to a beach with family and friends. I want to encourage you today, as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, that you give sacrifices of joy, that you give praises to God. And when you do that and stand on the Word of God, He will hear your prayers. He will hear your cry. He will hear your voice. And He will and shall answer you. When you get to a place of just worshiping God, that peace will surpass all understanding. I'm telling you, beloved, it's nothing like listening to the praises of Zion. This is why I say the artists that God has put our heads to make beautiful sounds and instruments, even during our holiday, we decide to do a switch and that we just play instrumental music rather than a lot of voices and choirs and everything. We had just music, and it was such a refreshing. It was such just that you could just relax and embrace yourself, that you could just worship God. You know, it's so nice, and I'll say it, when you give God the praises, God will not only hear you, He have mercy on you, but He will answer you. When you seek His face, and when you say, God, I love you, and I turn it all over to you, it's nothing like worshiping and praising God. So I just want to encourage you again, as I said before, that the best thing that I've learned in my life on this journey of salvation is to worship and praise God, because in doing that, I have had the opportunity to know that it's all about Him and that I can't make it. We cannot make it, beloved, without God. So I want to encourage you to get in each and every day, say something positive, say something with meaning, say something that will glorify the kingdom, and enjoy living life in peace and love and forgiveness. Amen. Let us listen to Smokey Norfolk at this time. God bless you as you listen to Full Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Get out those Bibles. We're looking at Psalms 27 today. Amen. Amen.
Behind the veil, that you can go into that place of peace of worship.
guaranteed show out. Yes, it will, but you just have to believe it and so that you can receive it. Let us get back again. As we're going into looking at Psalms 23 and 27, we just want to bring a little bit of hope into the Lord is. The Lord is everything in our life. And I want to tell you that when you worship or have your Sabbath, which should be each and every day, that you go to the church or house of worship in unity and support with your tithes, with your offering, that listen to the word of God and to get to know your pastor and those that you fellowship with. It's a refreshing that God wants us to gather together because we're stronger and as believers. And that it says where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. Don't you know, it is so nice. Excuse me, even it says, when brothers can dwell together in unity. I'll say it again. It is so nice when brothers can dwell together or come together in unity. When we can all offer in his tabernacle or in that place of worship, sacrifices of joy. Yes. We have cried, our body has ached, we have went through various things in our lives, but I come to praise God. I come to say hallelujah. I come to lift him up. I come to sing the praises unto Zion because I love the Lord. You know why? Because we know that when we cry, when we make our petition to God, that he will have mercy on us. Believe it or not, he hears all of us crying. You know, when I was going through as a young woman, I was seeking after salvation. I asked God to do a particular thing. Nobody knew about it but me and the Lord. Then God not only showed up and showed out, but he did that particular thing, plus that he made it all possible. Something as simple as God helped me to get a job. That within that span of just praying, before you could even get to prayer, get up off your knees, something you feel a turnaround in your spirit that before that week is out, that door open. That's the kind of God that we serve. There is nothing too hard for him. When we seek after his face, when we say that we love the Lord and the Lord is our focus, I would encourage everybody as you go through life, even with family and friends, put God first. Put him in your heart first. Your soul, your mind, and your spirit, and ask God that he does not remember the things that you have done deliberately. You're a new creature. You're not going back to those old ways. That God would not leave you. He would not forsake you. That he is your salvation. That you will depend on him, and that you know above everything that your God loves you and that your God cannot fail. You know why? Because God is here. God is right here. Even while we're on the air today and I'm talking to you, the Spirit of the Lord, I decree and declare through all the radio wires, all the countries and nations that's listening to us, that the power, the Spirit, and the grace of God will be released by God, angels, Michael, and Gabriel, through heaven above and heaven below, that the wind of peace that surpasses all understanding, that we decree and declare that God's grace is sufficient for thee, and that his power shall overshadow you in salvation. Amen, amen. We believe it. You know, so many people say that when we say things over the air, but I'll say this to you, that our call numbers are increasing and that we have seen more countries. And also we give our special shout-out to Russia, to Thailand, and to China, that I understand that says they listen to us and send various comments in to the producers and that they enjoy this broadcast. Thank you so much. We hope to return to Russia at a time that we can commemorate and celebrate the glory of God and that we can come together as brothers. And we pray for the nation of Ukraine and Kyiv as well as Russia. We also thank the young lady from Taiwan that says that she enjoyed the broadcast and the music and that you will listen to us especially on Friday where we have our concert. And for those in China, we thank you. And the other countries, well, I can't name all of them, but I haven't forgotten you. thank you so much for being faithful, for our numbers have increased since we've been on this radio station, as well as thank you for watching us on TV. Again, we are the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and because of who God is, that he made it all possible that we're able to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And thank you so much that God has favored us and opened up doors. Do keep our ministry in prayer, because we have our invitations that we get ready to leave out again to go across the waters, that is open to all of us. When you do missionary journeys for God, you're invited to different countries. Not to condemn, find negativity, talk about the food or the people, but when you can go there with the praises and worship of God on your lips, you know, not worried about the restaurant, the bed, the service, or the people that served it and all of this. But when you go on missionary journeys to glorify God, oh, my God, that you would be treated so royal, that everything is such an experience of worship, of fellowship, of having a good time, because of who God is, that we have the opportunity to breathe this fresh air and to enjoy less of COVID and to fellowship one with another, because of who God is, that we are able to enjoy. Remember now, if you don't have anything nice to say, when you go to another nation of people, you treat others the way you want to be treated, and you flow, and you just be in harmony with where you are and enjoy it. God bless you. I'm looking forward one day to go to Italy. That's another plan that I have on my goals, that this is where I want to go. So I would encourage all of you, get that passport and just enjoy being alive, being having favor with God. Amen. Because of who he are. Matter of fact, let us listen to Vicky Yodi at this time. And God bless you again. I hope I got her name right. Amen. Amen.
You all give to the glory.
because of who you are, I can give you glory and I can give you praise. Yes, we can. When we open up our hearts and when we live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that truly we can see the beauty of the Lord, even in the times of trouble, and we can give God praise. You know, Vicki Yoti, Y-O-H, said that because of who God is, that we just want to know more about him, that we are amazed by him, and that we get a chance to know him better through his grace and mercy, that we have the help that we need because the anointing is on our life and the favor of God is on our life, and that nobody knows us better than God himself because we are his redeemed soul. Beloved, I would say to you again, as always, encourage yourself and to know that your God is able, that when you look at the scriptures and you look at the songs, and there is a particular song that I know that people do spiritual warfare with, Psalms 91, but when you look at the Lord is my shepherd, Psalms 23, and when you look at the Lord is my salvation, which is Psalms 27, that when we cry, God hears our voice, that we have a chance that when we can go to other nations, when we can just break bread together as brethren, when we can enjoy being in the land of the living, that we can seek God for that. We can seek God for that blessing. We can seek God for that experience. It's all about being in the land of the living and seeing the beauty of the Lord and live according to his gospel. That who are you going to serve? God wants us to choose this day that who are we going to serve? The Lord, who is our salvation and our shepherd. One other thing I'd like to finish out in looking at Psalms 27, that when David wrote this particular song, and he said in verse 9, he said, "Hide not thou face far from me. Put not thou servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation." You know, we don't want God to turn away from us because we're doing evil for evil, or we're saying wickedness out of our mouths, or we have a lot of condemnation or narcissism that we are against the people and the disciples of God. That those who have tried to be a help to us, those who have tried to encourage us in our walk, that we ourselves are disciples of Christ, that we don't want God to leave us or to forsake us because we have become so wicked, that we have not been a reflection of the light and the grace of God, that truly God can provide. You know, I thank God for my life. As I said, being born an orphan, left in a car, and raised in a family, and having a chance to find out about salvation, even without having a father, mother, sister, brother, or even family or friends, that God was with me every step of the way. He is still with me. That when my mother and father, who raised me, and that God took them on home, the Lord took me up, that he carried me. He taught me his ways, that he showed me a better way. When I was going down dark paths or things that wasn't good for my life, that God revealed who my enemies were. As I told you, one thing about that mouth, nobody can control the mouth. When we sit back and relax and be calm, that you can't say, "Well, God, why did you put me in this situation, or why did this happen to me?" You can hear it from a person's mouth, because what's on the inside is going to come out on the outside. If that heart is wicked, you're going to hear it. If it's selfish, if it's condescending, you are going to hear it. So many times, being servants of God, that we were told to stay in certain situations to make us stronger, to even toughen up our skin, but to help that man or woman to get their soul saved and get right for God, because this could be their last chance that they can hear beloved, that when you see the wickedness and evilness of people, that we have to stay on course, that we have to ask God to reveal those things to us so that we know that he is with us, that the angels of Gabriel and Michael will come and fight for us, and that we can be strong. You know, there are so many people that have given in to things that has caused their demise. I have seen people that were so strong in the Lord, and that when they slipped away just a little bit, that they put themselves back out there with their enemies, their adversary, into darkness, and things wasn't in their best interest. You have to be strong, beloved, and you have to continue the course and repent daily. Even when you're going through, when you realize, like the prodigal son, that you come to yourself and say, wait a minute, being with this life or being with this person or being in this situation, this is not good for me, that I need the will of God to overshadow me, to deliver me, and to bring me away from this false illusion or false witnesses or enemies that have risen up against me, that I have put myself in a compromising situation that is cruel, that is not good, and that can hurt me in the long end. Yes, beloved, you have seen it, and that only through the goodness of God, only through the mercy of God, only through the peace of God can you get deliverance. Yes, deliverance is for all of us. None of us are perfect, that we fall short, and that we have to turn it over to God and say, God, I'm sorry, I repent, but I'm asking you to come into my heart, come into my life, and give me that chance to do it right. It's like starting over all over again. So I just want to encourage you that just know that only through God, because when God is here, that things will, when God comes back in your life and to help you go through that storm again, you can make some better choices and that you can make those right decisions. Don't beat up on yourself. You know, encourage yourself. Take that bath. Comb that hair. Go to your place of worship. Go to your place of fellowship. Hold up the banner of God. Enjoy just being in the land of the living, seeing family, friends.